Newsmax.com. Tomorrow's news today.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Friday, folks. Got a huge transmission lined up for you today, the 24th day of July 2026.
Nice little smoochy, smoochy, kissy, kissy. You know you can't resist me.
Stop it, horn dog. I want to see this.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Be careful what you find, Alex. You might not like what you see.
Oh my God. You actually did it.
You activated the Great Reset! You maniacs! You blew it up! God damn you! Damn you all to hell!
The Alex Jones Show. Most banned broadcast on the planet.
That was awesome.
It was okay, I guess. Can we fuck now?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Listening to an AJN Live frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is Friday, July 24th, 2026. I am your battle-hardened chronicler and host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is the coordinates of the resistance. And here's video of them yesterday. The Senate could not pass the War Powers Resolution to restrict Trump without getting a declaration of war from Congress. And so the measure failed 47 to 49. And also, as you know, passing the House, now going to the Senate, is Israel literally merging, synchronizing, and co-owning our weapon systems. And Ben Shapiro and other Israeli operatives are out in overtime damage control trying to convince the public that this is no big deal and nothing's happening, though. The public is really, really upset, and we'll be looking at some of their reactions and what this is really going to mean if it passes the Senate. Roger Stone is joining us in 30 minutes from now. He hadn't been on in a few months. He's got big news on the midterms, the internal polling, the Iran war, all the things that are happening, the Democratic Socialist, and more. So, had been on a while, got a lot of big news. Coming up at about T-minus, exactly 30 minutes from now, 33 after we come on a break, Roger Stone will be joining us to cover the waterfront. Should be extremely, extremely informative. We'll also open the phones up yet again today and take your phone calls, but not just for military and veterans, with their take on the Iran-Russia New World War spiraling out of control, but just in general, on the state of the country and the world and what you're seeing out there in the streets, crime-wise, inflation-wise, and your view on where we go forward. Because I told you this is clear, and now it's admitted. Washington Post reports knives are out for Vance in the GOP, as allies say it's a coordinated op. Well, it's the Israel lobby is coming for J.D. Vance because he dared stand up for a little bit of our sovereignty. And they're all pushing Rubio, and it's become very fashionable also on the so-called populist right wing to bash Vance and claim he's the ultimate establishment creature grown in a lab. And I just don't ever agree with that just because he's, you know, in with some Republican donors and people. They all are. Vance consistently has had a really, really good record for what he's pushed and what he stood up for. And there's the evidence right there. The system is coming after him. That's all you need to know. If he got elected president, could he go sideways on us like Trump? Absolutely. I'm just simply pointing out the obvious here. All right, you're the Paul Revere's. Massive news straight ahead. We joined 400-plus stations that come in at 6 after. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show Live and the Mothership, AlexJonesLive.com.
The world will be mine! These specimens have been specifically calibrated for the spread of alpha gal, a permanent curse on those who feast on the flesh of mammals. Real meat is finished. My ticks and mosquitoes will make sure of it. Eat the synthetic slop or starve.
Looks tasty, doesn't it?
Let's add some personality to this frog. Little red right here for some lipstick. Just a few gentle strokes. There we go. A perfect little touch. Now here's the opposite of the gay frogs.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Oh, there's Apex.
Yurka! Attack!
The year 2026, a time of great adventure. I like the Gandalf crossover, the Iberian Age. Now we're building a new studio. You've just begun to fight. Well done, Wars of the Info. On X, you've done well. And now, the main transmission begins. Roger Stone coming up in 25 minutes with massive news, your calls, and more.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Share the live feed. We'll all shows on X, AlexJonesLive.com, Rumble.com, /AlexJonesShowLive. Humanity's not going down without a fight. There's the headline at AlexJonesLive.com. Today's Friday transmission, the 24th day of July 2026. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 24th day of July on this Friday transmission. We have so much to cover, so much to get into with you here today. Friday Live, tune into the most censored broadcast in the world and learn the latest insane developments in the exploding Iran war, Trump looking to use nukes on Iran, knives out for J.D. Vance, Americans shocked by Israeli takeover of the Pentagon. Must watch, share, live feed at AlexJonesLive.com. All right. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Roger Stone at the bottom of the hour. Masses of news. Iran rejects U.S. ceasefire proposal. Iran warns of strikes on Tel Aviv if Trump expands campaign to Tehran. Rapid pace of interceptor and precision-guided weapons use worries the Trump administration. Yeah, they're making it through the defenses. War and tariffs threaten a resilient U.S. economy again. Gas prices poised to climb further as market price and Iran disruption. And, of course, as the strategic oil reserve runs out next week. Critical interest rate jumps to highest level of Trump's second term. We told Trump that the war would cause that, and now it has. We've got analysis, Army, CIA, and former director of national counterterrorism, Senator Joe Kent, dishes out exactly what's happening with Iran that he predicted, that the Pentagon predicted and told Trump, don't do it. Don't ever forget, when you're being gaslit by the Israeli and war hawks and all of them, that the Pentagon said we advise against this. I guess they're panickers too and traitors that can't be trusted. All you can trust is Netanyahu. We'll get into all the attacks on J.D. Vance and how the system's coming after him. Reports are pouring out of the White House of Trump flipping out behind the scenes wanting an end to the war. I've confirmed this has gone on for months. foul-mouthed Iran meltdown leaked as president in revenge mode as he runs out of options. Yeah, he'll say, oh, no deal, we're going to obliterate you, but then they officially said, oh, let's do a peace deal. And Iran says, no, we hold the cards, we're not going to do it. Keep bombing us all you want. And Congress could have acted. This is three times now the Senate in the last few months has had a vote to implement the War Powers Act and make Trump go to Congress for declaration of war. And that failed, so the war continues on unconstitutionally. They just voted to put more Americans in coffins, Rex Jones said, in a war that can't be won, but it helps the bankers, so they're winning. Just in, Trump wins. U.S. Senate rejects Iran War Powers Resolution 47 to 49. Yeah, the Trump cheerleaders. Trump wins voting on anything except the Save America Act. Well, that's true. And we've also got Trump-Thune rift intensifies over stalled election bill, the Save Act, just a 3 months out from the midterms, and the historic reported bloodbath that's probably going to be for the Republicans. Trump and the Pentagon have been floating using tactical nuclear weapons on Pickaxe Mountain and four other sites in Iran, believing only those can take out the nuclear sites. What makes you think they've actually got the enriched uranium or the bombs they now admit they've constructed? We can have them in 1 week. As I told you, they have the bomb. That's why Saudi Arabia, I told you, has got the bomb and is now going to admit they have the bomb. I told you that years ago and months ago, and now that they're announcing it. As you see, the escalation just continues. Meanwhile, Trump to meet Netanyahu at the White House on Tuesday amid Iran escalation, all for Lindsey Graham's funeral. Zelensky is coming to the United States, the Ukrainian dictator, fresh off a big interview that Trump congratulated with Laura Loomer. And boy, she's been over there really engaging in some interesting forms of propaganda. She has really, really turned into something else, I got to tell you. So we've got some of that. She's like, Putin wanted to blow up Jesus. A missile blew up down the street and almost blew up this stained glass painting of Jesus. He wants to hurt Jesus. That's pretty sophisticated propaganda there. Zelensky's banned the Orthodox Church there and arrested thousands of religious leaders that didn't go along with them. And, of course, they've been actually hitting churches in Russia. And then she also said, oh, there's no Nazis in Ukraine. That's a Russian lie. And she interviews a rabbi that sits there and agrees with her. That's like saying there's no fish in the ocean. Pretty amazing stuff that's coming up. Ben Shapiro's trying to gaslight everybody on the NDAA that passed the House, that the bill written, the subsection 219 written by Netanyahu, he bragged about that. Thank Congress for putting it in there, his, quote, provisions that he, quote, wrote. And he's saying, oh, I don't even care about this. This isn't a merger. This isn't a takeover. This just allows us to get some of Israel's incredible weapons. Israel doesn't need our money anymore. They co-own our weapons under this. It says it right there. It's absolutely wild. We also have woman found guilty in Rochester racial slur case. Her kid got robbed. She used the N-word, which I don't agree with doing, but she has the First Amendment right to do it. But people that rape and murder get lesser sentences than her. We'll be getting into that. And where is the First Amendment in America? We are also going to get into Mondami, the Democrat Socialist, latest activities. Oh, big AI news. AI is able to break out of computers that are in siloed facilities, meaning that supposedly can't access the internet. How did it do that? Well, we'll be covering it. It ties into Tucker Carlson pointing out what he thinks is going on. And I just wanted to back Tucker up and say, no, Tucker, it is going on. How rigged is the stock market? How rigged is the oil market? Well, we'll go to the history of it, but it's gotten more intense. But yes, when Trump comes out and says oil prices are low and he says there's peace deals every few days, and then that lowers the price, it's not doing it with human traders. It's doing it with the AI traders, and I'll explain how that works. Very important. And it's not just with fixing oil prices and things, which in reality, the gas is going up. But the price you see is what people are actually buying it for. But AI then basically puts that number out. So you talk about la-la land, yeah, why the gas price surge could be different. After 5 months of war, analysts say oil markets will be forced to price in long-term distribution to global energy flows. And that's because all the major strategic reserves of the EU, China, and the U.S. are set to run out in the next few weeks. And it is going to get nasty, nasty, nasty. We're talking about $5, $6 a gallon gas, $7, $8 a gallon diesel. Russia's had much of its systems blown up. It was a big exporter. This is bad, bad, bad. And I point that out so we can hopefully reverse this, because it is a disaster. You know, I don't like agreeing with the Democrats, but Trump's given them this political win by going in this disastrous war. This country's in deep trouble. Leon Panetta sounds alarm over Iran war. That's all coming up as well today. The first thing I want to get into is the Iran situation. Now, there's your headline right there. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all the same headline. Forbes. We could be weeks away from $140 to $160 a barrel, say insider industry experts. 140 is total disaster. 160 is economic Armageddon, because most of the world's already on the edge of financial collapse. The governments are all on the edge of financial collapse. Trump's recovery was working. We were about to go totally bankrupt. We basically already were. And even the Pentagon warned him months ago before the war started. They said, this will derail your financial plan, sir. They will close the strait. They will not fall, probably for years. Don't do it. And they were called a panickins. And now he's a panickin and saying, I want a ceasefire. Let's stop. Let's make a deal. And Iran says, piss up a rope, because they're belligerent and they're a death cult. And their whole religion is about martyrdom and triggering Armageddon, the 12th Imam, by having this big confrontation with the U.S. and Israel. And we've given them exactly what they want. But meanwhile, you've got a bunch of the rabbis that support Netanyahu that believe war makes the Messiah come, and the Christian Zionists think that too. So you got three crazy peas in a pod playing a game of chicken, and we're all tied up in the trunk while they're driving down the road at each other for a giant head-on collision. So Iran rejects U.S. ceasefire proposal. They hear all the tough talk from Trump everywhere, but he keeps trying to get a deal. Trump's talking about hitting Tehran now. He's already been blowing up buildings all over the place there, but they're about basically carpet bombing it. So they said, fine, we'll hit Israel. Israel's threatened to use nukes on them. Let's go ahead and go to some of these important clips. Here is Ben Shapiro gaslighting everyone about the National Defense Authorization Act and saying, I don't even need this. It's no big deal. Nothing to see here. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. It doesn't do anything. It just allows us access to the incredible Israeli weapons. Have you read Section 219? No, he says, I've read it. I know. Well, we've read it on air about 15 times. And you even have Army Times, military.com, even publications that are just pro-merger. Read what it says, and it says at every level, a merger in live time of everything, then they co-own all of our weapons. It's an incredible coup. It's a heist if it's able to pass the Senate. Just unprecedented. Ben Shapiro melts down as Americans unite against Section 219 of the NDAA, calling Representative Thomas Massie a crazed lunatic, while claiming there's no merger between the U.S. and Israel militaries. Shapiro dismisses Section 219 as insignificant, tells Americans to stop complaining about it, and says the only people who hate America and Israel are against it. Shapiro says he is the kind of person who would never support a merger between the U.S. and Israeli militaries. Sure. He also goes on to say, get used to Americans dying. And then I have Dennis Kucinich's comments on this that are accurate, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's comments of how this could have been stopped in the House of Representatives, but there weren't enough people there that hadn't been driven off to do it, or enough people with courage. That's all very important. And then we've got Matt Bracken doing a great job on Mar-a-Lago Fall explaining what this pickaxe mountain attack Trump's hyping is about, and how the Pentagon's been floating using tactical nuclear weapons. Folks, there's no such thing as tactical nuclear weapons. And they want to set the precedent to use nuclear weapons. And then when we start using nuclear weapons, well, then why can't Russia use tactical nuclear weapons? Their idea of a tactical nuclear weapon is like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. it's not a hydrogen bomb that destroys, 500 square miles or whatever. It just destroys 30 square miles. Or if you hit a target, it can go in deep if you've already blown holes for it to be dropped into, and that's how precision these are. But you think the Iranians have all their goodies down in there? This is all face-saving to say, look what we did, like we heard during Midnight Hammer. And I told you, that's just going to expand the war, which it did. But somehow Trump's been sold the idea that this will end the war. So let's go ahead and go to these Ben Shapiro clips. Then let's go to this clip of Kucinich. And then I just want to, I'm not singling this guy out. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. And things are so crazy. Maybe he's right, because I've seen things happen that even I didn't think were possible. I mean, this NDA thing is just next level. I mean, a public coup of our military intelligence. But this veteran, he says, the one reason why they would push so hard for the merger of the U.S. military and IDF is an IDF occupation of America. And the IDF, their whole country is 10 million people. Their whole auxiliary, maybe a million troops. That's just not, no. It's about getting control of the Pentagon, getting control of our weapon systems, getting all that money, and then controlling Congress so that the U.S. military will go around for greater Israel and attack Israel's enemies. Then they pass laws with hate laws, you'll just be arrested if you criticize the Zionist-occupied government. And I mean, I used to hear that from the Nazis 30 years ago and roll my eyes, and now it's literally World Jewish Conference, all these, we play the clubs every week, that yes, we control America and we control the censorship and we're going to go after anybody that, says we do, and we are going to dominate the planet and we're the masters of the universe. And then meanwhile, everybody's distracted by Israel, literally trying to completely take over domestically, not just internationally with our foreign policy. China is not even on the radar, and they are expanding out of control, pulling all sorts of shenanigans and buying off politicians and more. So this country's got some big, big issues on its hands. So let's go ahead and go to some of those clips of Ben Shapiro and others.
Section 219 of the NDAA is not particularly important. It is being treated as important by people who hate both America and her allies as a general rule. Some people think it's unnecessary. That's fine. I mean, I can hear that argument. That's not the overarching argument that's being made. The overarching argument that's being made is that somehow Section 219 of the NDAA merges the United States military with the Israeli military. This is, I believe the technical term for this in law, is horseshit. It's just nonsense. I can read to you the text. We'll go through it. AOC, who, again, wept when she voted for the funding of Iron Dome. That's who she is. She calls the NDA an existential threat to American sovereignty and democracy, like she cares about America's defense. She says, tomorrow, the House will vote on the NDA, which includes...
And they passed it. Let's back this up 10 seconds. What he does here is real simple. He'll point at AOC, who's a horrible person on most issues, and then say, she's against the NDAA, she's a liar, it doesn't do what they say it does, when it says integrate, merge, fuse, lifetime, from research and development to weapons ownership to satellites to intelligence to deployment to all the codes, all the secrets, and there is a special office that's set up that is above the rest of the Pentagon, only reports to the president. Should I read the bill again on air? I mean, go read Section 219. It's easy. Just go to thomas.loc.gov and just type in 2027 NDAA and then pick the latest version that passed the House and then go to Section 219. I could literally on my iPhone be there in 30 seconds. Just go to a search engine, put in NDAA Section 219, and the top link will be the Congress. And then you just scroll down to 219. And a five-year-old could read this and tell what it means. But then he goes, oh, you're with AOC. Oh, you're with the Muslims. Oh, you're with Mondami. Oh, you're... Because just because they're enemies of Israel and are pushing for, Islamic takeover, does it then mean that what they're saying about the NDAA isn't true? But that's... All he does is emotion... To his viewers, and that's why he literally has 5% of the audience he had just 3 years ago. mean, his average show is like 5,000 viewers. I mean, it's a joke. He's big on our shows where we play clips of him. But it just shows how unpopular he is. But that's who Trump's got swinging for him. He's got Levin. And Trump even posts for social. He goes, here's my champions. Levin, Shapiro, and Laura Loomer. All ultra unpopular, ultra creepy. I mean, just totally rejected. I mean, even ABC News and CNN can't get interviews with Zelensky. But, oh, don't you worry. The darling, Laura Loomer can. I got a lot more on this coming up and other clips on the NDA, some incredible stuff and how the public's reacting. But that's after Roger leaves. It's Roger Stone, big news. Joins us here in just a few minutes. But let's go back to Ben Shapiro.
I get why people are confused and upset. It feels like things are stalemated, that they're getting broader and more difficult. Why? Well, because what the American people want is victory. There's this bizarre notion in foreign policy that the American people are deeply worried about the immediate cost of war to the enemy. That the American people, that we can't handle the ugliness of war for even a day. That every conflict has to be totally antiseptic. And here I'm not even talking about the American willingness to undergo casualties. No one in America wants American casualties. It's a tragedy and a horror. We do understand that war does come along with casualties, and we are willing to undergo those casualties in pursuit of an end and a victory for America. But as far as the idea that, for example, America, we can't hit Kharg Island because the Iranian people would then be deprived of oil resources, the American people are, I should say, not particularly concerned about that. We are far more concerned with why we're there not winning. I think that what we actually ought to do is say an eye for everything. Like, you touch a ship in the Strait of Hormuz and we kill the head of the IRGC. We kill Khalibaf. We kill your entire leadership class. Again, we destroy South Pars and we destroy Kharg. One drone, and that's what happens. That is the way you win in the Middle East. By the way, that's the way you win generally. Yeah. This amendment is an existential threat to American sovereignty and democracy. Every member of Congress must vote no. And the vast majority of Democrats did. Okay. Again, nonsense. But of course, echoed by crazed lunatic Thomas Massie, who put out a similar tweet. Final vote today for the NDAA, which tragically merges our military, technology, and supply chains with Israel's. Let's hope this version fails in the Senate because Section 219 is a betrayal of our sovereignty. I have the capacity to read English words and understand them. Apparently, this is not true of AOC or Thomas Massie or a wide variety of morons online, dolts and clods, who are firmly convinced that if we cooperate with our extremely technologically advanced military ally Israel in developing technologies, somehow this amounts to a merger. And now I'm going to point out, number one, there is nothing in this bill, nothing, nor would I support anything in the bill that merged the command structures of the United States and Israel.
Notice he's not showing you the bill.
Control over America's actual military.
Gives him access to all the secrets, everything.
Of course.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, has taken credit for the legislation that that was put into the National Defense Authorization Act of 2027. He basically said, yeah, this is what I want. Well, he wants it because he'll have the ability to direct the U.S. military. I mean,
we'll be right back. Stay with us.
And this particular proposal, by the way it's structured.
I'm extremely excited about this. You know, we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% humanoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had, it's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid, 95. Okay. So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2 months. supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy. Turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free and gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Compadre, Roger Stone, we've definitely been through the wars together for over 10 years, persecuted by the deep state for our support of Trump, and here we are seeing so much good Trump's doing while at the same time doing things that the experts warning, the Pentagon warning, the Iran war not going well, and reports that he's getting more and more angry, wants a ceasefire, but the Iranians hold the cards on the straight and don't want it. But I wanted to get Roger on about the midterms and about who he sees in the future of the sunsetting of Trump as the main fixture in MAGA. Obviously, he'll still be important. And the Washington Post report, the knives are out for Vance in the GOP. His allies say it's a coordinated operation. Well, you can see it everywhere. And while we get emotional and get upset about some of the things Trump does that we think he could do better, and it's important, I think, to criticize those things. We're not in a cult. We're constituents. We need to remember what the Democrat Socialists are up to and the horrible plans they have to pack the Supreme Court, to abolish the Senate, to literally bankrupt private grocery stores and have government-run grocery stores, government cheese. And we better remember that and and understand that and be aware of that, because a lot of young people who were supporting MAGA, they're now hitting the panic button saying, well, I'll support socialism, I'll support communism if I get something free. So you've got a lot of inside baseball. We haven't talked on air in, I don't know, 3-4 months. We've talked a little bit on the phone. You've been so busy. I've been busy. And I was able to induce you to come on the show. So it's great to have you, Roger. Where do you want to start? I've got a million questions, but what's front and center for you? And it's good to see you.
Well, Alex, it's good to be back with you. I think some people thought that because you and I had clashed last time I came on your show, you had called for the removal of President Trump under the 26th Amendment. We had a spirited debate. Some people felt that that meant that we'd had some kind of personal falling out. And that's just simply not true. You and I have never agreed on everything, even when I worked at InfoWars, which I have to tell you may have been the happiest time in my life. It was before Robert Mueller and the deep state tried to destroy me. We didn't even agree on everything then. We don't agree on everything today. We agree on many big picture things, but I'm glad to be back with you because I want people to know that we don't have any personal falling out and that I'm glad to be here. I've taken an overall hiatus. I went back on Newsmax yesterday for the first time probably in many months, just to make the point. I am struggling to finish this book on the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. It's interesting, Alex, when you go to the federal government and you file a Freedom of Information Act request, virtually everything you get back about the attempted assassination of Reagan, one of our greatest presidents, is redacted. It's all blacked out. My book will be a blockbuster. You're going to learn a lot of things that you didn't know. The midterms is a good place to start because, after all, I am a political animal. I don't concede, as some people do, that this is over, that the Republican Party will definitely lose. I must say that I like Trump. I love Trump, and I like him much better than I like the Republican Party. The failure to codify many of the things the president has done, the failure to pass the SAVE Act, the failure to do away with the filibuster. Republicans have to deserve victory. We have to deserve victory. I'm not sure as a party institution, that we do deserve victory today. But I'm also a student of the polling. And if those who think this is over, it's not over by a long shot. We're helped substantially by congressional redistricting. But the other reason I want to come on today is to comment specifically on the Marxist takeover of the old Democrat Party, the party of John F. Kennedy, the party of Harry Truman, the party that believed in capitalism and free enterprise and a strong national defense. And look, Jack and Bobby Kennedy were ardent anti-communists, both of them. That party's dead. They've declared it. Zoran Mamdani is now the head of their party. And the corporate liberal Democrats are done. I mean, when they dump Dan Goldman, who's almost as horrific as Adam Schiff, for example, when they dump him because he's not radical enough in New York City, that tells you a lot.
Well, I mean, Mondavi's been making the rounds saying he loves to scare people with socialism. Socialism is just the bridge into communism. Most of his people in his government are admitted communists. And so people have a good reason, they're informed, to have a phobia of not just Orthodox Islam, but also communism. And Mondavi is both. Here's a clip of Mondavi with Jon Stewart about how much he loves to scare us. Well, yeah. And 40% of the rental properties having to go off rent, prices exploding because of all of his manipulation, him saying you're going to have free bus rides and they doubled the rates. I mean, we know what it means in communism. It means you're going to get hurt bad, and then they just promise you more communism, give it more rights, you'll get more freebies that never come. Communism is not a failed ideology. It's an ideology of scammers and con men and thugs. That enslave the working class by offering them a free lunch, then they realize they're actually locked in a cage. Here's Mondavi talking about how he loves to terrorize the American people.
Being a Muslim democratic socialist, I thought it would be pretty straightforward.
You just thought, like, well, what if I label myself something that scares people the most? I'm a Muslim democratic socialist.
If you scare them twice.
And he goes on about how much he loves to scare us. He is the most ungenuine, creepy guy. He makes my skin crawl.
Well, I think he's a creation, the way Barack Obama was a creation, a fabrication, I guess I should say. The problem here, Alex, is that younger voters may go for the whole hope and change thing. In other words, he's offering you free health care, free education, free transportation. Pretty soon it'll be free food. I think he wants to nationalize or have the cities take over the grocery stores in New York City. We know where this leads. It leads to authoritarianism. It leads to slavery. It leads to devastation. We see it in communist Cuba today. But it all sounds so good, particularly the younger people who are kind of buying a vibe, but don't really understand where those policies lead. But that is the new Democrat Party. When you see a veteran member of Congress from Colorado lose her primary, when you see these Michigan primaries coming up, you're going to have a radical Muslim, I predict, wins that primary. It is over. The word moderate Democrat is an oxymoron. Poll out of New Hampshire yesterday shows AOC to be the easy front runner in the Democrat presidential primary in the first primary state in the country. The Granite State had her leading, had Pete Buttigieg second. And then in both, I think she was at like 37, had Kamala Harris at five. Kamala Harris, who just literally spent billions of dollars in a presidential run in the last cycle at five. So AOC, that and Mamdani and Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, this is the future of the Democrat Party. And that's good news for the Republicans. If we can get a few things done beyond what the great work of the president, who, by the way, is fighting narco-Marxism in this hemisphere, which is, I think, among the greatest things that he and Marco Rubio are doing. And then, yes, I do want to touch on this effort to smear and destroy J.D. Vance. I think very highly of J.D. Vance. I didn't know him before he was selected for vice president. I only knew him by reputation. But as I have gotten to know him better, he is a fighter. He is a loyalist. He is a tough guy. He's a very skilled guy. And the knives are out to get him because they recognize that he is the next logical extension of Trumpism. He is the guy who I think is most likely to carry the banner for the MAGA wing of the party.
Well, there's no doubt that Marco Rubio has been a neocon and he's got the Israel First lobby fully behind him. And they've said they're coming for Vance. And all Vance has done is repeat what Trump said, that, hey, Netanyahu, you're lucky you're not in jail. I've kept you out. You've turned the whole world against Israel. I'm your only friend. And then Vance repeats that. And even some of the Israeli papers and others criticize Trump for that. Now, they've really come after Vance. And so to talk about Vance, that leads us into this. What do you make of the Defense Authorization Act that talks about synchronizing, merging, research, development in the field, live time? You're giving Israel access to all our intelligence and systems that nobody else has been given, and then all the weight that's being thrown around by AIPAC. I know you don't have a hard-on for Israel, neither do I, but I do have a concern as they try to secure, you know, their Greater Israel Project, trying to keep us in this war. You have the Israeli finance minister 2 days ago, Smotrich, saying, oh, this is ideal. We have America fighting our war for us. As it causes interest rates to go up and prices to explode, and as the Strategic Oil Reserve runs out. I know Trump wants an off-ramp here. Nobody's fans of the mullahs, obviously, but the Pentagon said, don't do this. It's probably not going to work. Well, now we're here, but speaking about Vance and the coalition that's against him, you see the so-called grassroots attacking him of conservatives. That's a fun talking point that gets boosted, you know, claiming he's really a made in a laboratory or whatever. And then you've also got the Israel lobby attacking him, and then you've got the left attacking him. I mean, the system on so many points is really afraid of Vance. Why is that? And then is the last straw for him, him being America First, and you know, will he survive that? Will we rally behind him? Because I think he's far superior, obviously, to Marco Rubio in 2028.
Well, first of all, as I said on my 77 WABC radio show last night, if I were in Congress, I would vote to strip Section 219 from the Defense Authorization Bill. Ally ourselves with Israel, yes. Coordinate with Israel, yes. but to combine our forces. No, I think, as President Nixon said, we need to follow our own path. Remember, Nixon, not only did he save Israel unilaterally in this 1973 Yom Kippur War, but also at the same time, he built strong alliances with the other Arab states over the objections of Israel, because he was putting American interests first. And he understood that in the long term, we had to have alliances with Egypt, with Saudi Arabia, with other countries in the region. So I'm against Section 219. I agree with my good friend, Congressman Tim Burchett. I would strip that out of the bill if I were in the House. I said that last night on the radio. A man is known by his enemies. I don't share your criticism of the Secretary of State, who I think is a changed man. This is not the Marco Rubio who ran for president in 2016. This is a man carrying out the foreign policy of Donald Trump, and he's doing so to a T, particularly effective in this hemisphere, in Honduras, in Venezuela, certainly tightening the screws on Cuba. So, look, I like Marco Rubio. I think he's doing a very good job. He's clearly a hardline anti-Marxist, but he's told me personally he's not running for president. He's told me personally that he will endorse J.D. Vance. The way these knives are out for Vance kind of gives you a reason to be for Vance. By the way, people change. In other words, when I first got into politics, I was more of a kind of a traditional conservative Republican. Over time, I became more of a libertarian Republican, more of a Rand Paul Republican. People do go through some change. If you learn new facts and you learn new things and you don't change, well, then I think there's something wrong with you.
Well, Roger, let me be clear. I'm not saying that Rubio isn't very smart, very, very able. I've forgiven him for threatening to kick my ass, 8 years ago there at the Capitol, because he was having a scrum. The media never showed the full clip. We did. We ought to find that, put it out, because we only had it on Bandai Video, and that shut down now. We should post it back on X. In fact, tell Dude to find the original full Rubio deal. And he has a scrum over there, and they were having hearings about censoring. I was brought up. You were brought up. I think you were even there that day, that we broken up, groups. And I come over, and I'm trying to ask questions. And he's like, who are you? Get out of here. He was rude to me first. Then the media cuts to, me being smart ass back to him. Then I pat him on the shoulder and he threatens to kick my ass. I've moved on from that. And when he was executing Trump's, directives and things, I agree. Under Trump's direction, he's been formidable. And he's the one that came out and said, oh, actually, Israel struck Iran and made us get involved in this. And Trump tried to backpedal, but it's come out that was true. So I'm not saying he's not smart or capable. I'm just saying the neocon pedigree, a little too close to the Lindsey Graham tree. But speaking of the devil, what do you make of this big funeral coming up in D.C. Next week?
It's hard to understand it. When I was arrested, when 29 heavily armed FBI agents stormed my home at 6 o'clock in the morning to arrest me for the first time nonviolent crime of allegedly lying to Congress under oath about Russian collusion that didn't exist. And we later learned that the judge had withheld exculpatory documents from my defense attorneys that proved that I wasn't guilty of the crime that I was charged with. I did make misstatements, but none of those misstatements were material. None of them hid any Russian collusion, because there was no Russian collusion to hide. Lindsey Graham fired off a hot letter to the FBI demanding to know who had approved the raid on my home. He got great headlines on that, but then no one at the FBI ever answered his letter. There seemed to be no follow-up. That always disappointed me. Lindsey Graham was a running buddy of John McCain, deeply involved in the takedown of a democratically elected government in Ukraine under Barack Obama. I understand the president had great affection for him. Maybe that is keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I would like to see an open competition for that seat, but I'm not a South Carolina Republican. I am I understand the point of appointing his sister for the short term. I'm surprised that she's running for the full term. But the president's endorsement, still extraordinary, formidable. It's interesting, in the governor's race in South Carolina, at the last minute, the president had originally endorsed the lieutenant governor. I'm sure she's a fine woman. But then he issued a dual endorsement. He endorsed Alan Wilson, the attorney general, as well. And Wilson surged to victory. Proof that in South Carolina and in Florida, by the way, the Trump endorsement is still extraordinarily potent. Anyone who thinks that it isn't really doesn't understand the unique nature of this presidency. Look, I worked for Ronald Reagan. Reagan was extraordinarily popular with the base. And he had a more united Republican Party. But his endorsement, did not pack the wallop that Donald Trump's endorsement does.
Now, looking at the country at large, and you have been very accurate predicting elections. I remember before 2020, you said about a month before, you said Trump's going to lose. You said not because he actually lost, but the landslide's not going to be big enough with all the baked-in fraud between 10-15, you know, percent, depending on the battleground state. And but you're like, but don't say that yet. And then right after it happened, you know, we did talk about it. So I take heart in the fact that you're saying we're not out of this yet. I'm just concerned that they haven't mitigated enough of the fraud. A lot of Republicans are mad and may, you know, sit it out. I totally agree with people who say, hey, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't not go vote just because you're upset about the war or something. I mean, a lot of these Republican candidates locally at the state level and also federal are patriots. You can look at who they are and vote for them. But in almost no case are they worse than the Democrats. They're always better. And so I'm not a lesser of two evils guy where I want a lesser of two evils or I endorse that idea. But I also endorse survival and being pragmatic and survival. And so the Democrats know they're in trouble. They know their party's fading. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to get rid of the Senate. They want tyranny, and they want race war. And so they're so dangerous. I just hope people understand that just because we're pissed off at Thune and the Republican establishment selling us down the river, that means we need to push harder to get more patriots in to replace them. We've built a beachhead through Ron Paul, through all our movements, through the Tea Party that Trump rode in on. He built a bigger beachhead with his name and support, and we've got a better Republican makeup than we had 10 years ago or 20 years ago. No one can deny that. Can you speak to that fact and just understand that we're moving the needle in the right way? People are so awake now, it's a great thing. But there's a byproduct that then they're pissed off because a lot of them just woke up the last few years, and they say, why isn't the enemy being defeated quicker? Well, we're moving faster and gaining more ground than we ever used to before, but they haven't been around for 50 years politically like you or 32 like me, so they tend to not have that depth or the context. Does that make sense?
It does. Look, one thing I think is absolutely necessary to motivate both Republicans and non-Republican Trump supporters in this next election is that those who perpetrated the greatest single hoax in American history, the greatest single dirty trick, the greatest single abuse of power, the Russian collusion hoax, which has now absolutely been proven by the courageous Tulsi Gabbard by declassifying those documents. She also proved that the Ukrainian impeachment was a fraud. She proved that Dr. Fauci and his COVID-19 lies about how that was weaponized in a Chinese lab was a fraud. Somebody has to be held accountable. Now you add on top of it Jack Smith and Arctic Frost, where they're actually literally spying on Republican members of Congress and spying on key supporters of the president, yours truly included. Somebody has to be held accountable for those things. And if no one is held accountable, if that grand jury in South Florida doesn't issue indictments against the Brennans and the Comeys and the Clappers and the McCabes, Mueller having moved on to a higher court, but probably a lower place, then I think many of our people will not be motivated to turn out and vote. Those who tried to destroy General Flynn, those who tried to destroy.
Hold on, Roger. We got to go to break. Do at least 20 more minutes with us. I want to come back and talk about this. And you're saying what I hear from all my fellow, you know, Republicans, Trump supporters, populists, whatever you want to call them, former Trump supporters, is where are the indictments? I know Trump's always blowing up behind the scenes from sources. He wants it. Well, then why does he have Todd Blanche in there? What does he think he's going to get with a Democrat lawyer? We'll come back with that. Also, your book on Reagan, some first looks on that, and who Nancy thought was behind shooting Reagan. We know. I know you gave us a little preview of the Bushes. And also, Nixon is like a folk hero now in all the polls of young conservatives and others. You were ahead of your time over a decade ago getting the big tattoo in the middle of your back. We'll come back and cover all of that. The best website for you is StoneZone.com?
Absolutely, StoneZone.com.
And then you find your hit WABC syndicated program there and more. We're going to come right back with hour number two with Roger Stone for another 25 minutes or so. Then I'm going to shift gears into all the other domestic news, the AI news. It's all crazy. Your phone calls and more today. But remember, I'm listener supported. This dog only hunts when you share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. When you go to the Alex Jones store and support us. And we have some great products right now and a huge sale going right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. We have methylene red. Don't know what that is. It goes great with methylene blue, but it works great by itself for stamina, energy, focus, cleaning out your mitochondria. It is proprietary. It is amazing. It is 50% off right now in the new Ultimate Summer Sale that's only running for a few days into next week. Methylene red capsules are brand new, 50% off. Ultimate Power, 10-hour clean energy, pre-workout, post-workout. It's so good for it. At the same time, this is the strongest energy drink you're going to get out there with no crash or letdown. It is amazing. 50% off on that. 40% off on our zeolite tincture, methylene blue tincture, sea moss gummies. Our sea moss is incredible. Shilajit, all of it. 40% off. The widest selection of Patriot apparel and a whole line. My idea a few months ago of Nixon for 2028 shirts. And these are hot sellers. People love them. And it's a great conversation piece. These are really classic. I created the concept basically on all of these, and I knew they'd be great sellers. People love them. If you haven't gotten your Nixon 2028 shirt, get it now. We also have the Crusader line of stuff. We have the politically incorrect stuff. We've got a classic truck stop white trash shirts with, you know, hot chicks on the front with American flags and all the rest of it. It's just a lot of fun stuff at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. They have the best shower filters, the lowest prices, the highest rated. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be back. Stay with us, my fellow rebel scum. When the deep state removed Richard Nixon back in 1974, he had the highest approval rating of any president since they started doing approval ratings in the last 100-plus years. And so now there's this rediscovery of Nixon, and he's certainly anti-establishment. So we have an entire line of Nixon 2028 shirts that are extremely triggering to libtards and others. And so many other incredible designs now available at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, visit the site, the very best supplements, amazing methylene blue, the best bovine colostrum, collectible coins, the very best water filtration, highest ratings for showers, and for your drinking water. All of it is symbiotic. All of it's a win-win. All of it is great. All of it empowers you and it funds our operation. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share our new news site with the live video feeds, the archive feeds, the videos, the special reports, the articles at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the Second American Revolution worldwide at alexjoneslive.com. And follow me on X at Real Alex Jones, on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You're the Paul Revere's. Tell them where the resistance is right now. You got all the power. When you take action, you're unstoppable. I salute you and I thank you. Now take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. They called me crazy, they called me paranoid, but now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.